download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Hey, we are back to the final segment of Monday Night Talk, but coming up at 8 o'clock, I'm kind of doing double duty tonight. I'm going to be sitting in with Crosscheck Radio with two-time Stanley Cup winner Kevin Stevens. I'm actually trying to fill the big skates of Kevin Stevens, a first-line prolific scorer. Here I am, this mucker. So I'm going to be sitting in with Andy and Alex. We got some great guests. Be sure to tune in coming up at 8 o'clock. I mean, still stay tuned to this show. Jen is our headliner. Yeah. She's going to be here chatting with us in a few moments about a great conference. But Crosscheck Radio coming up 8 o'clock, where hopefully I'll catch my second wind, per se. So who do we have for our final guest, Megan? Megan, you get to introduce
a guest. I feel this is inaugural, right? I haven't done this before. So this is actually, so excited about being able to do this because I've known Jen for not that long. I met you at a conference we both spoke on at a panel.
That's right.
And I was enamored by you.
I feel the same about you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's like,
oh my God,
kindred.
I feel the same about you too.
Yeah. Oh, see? It's a love. Hashtag love. We're going to do a lot of hashtags after this one.
Hashtag but God.
Yeah. So Jen is a powerhouse CEO and founder of a company or organization, really, right? Called She's Local Company.
It's now a national brand. That's
right. A national brand.
Yes.
Wow. So she is here. And I invited her because... Well, She's Local is just cool, and I want you to talk about that. But say a little bit about yourself.
Okay,
tell me a little bit about yourself, Jen.
I would love to do that. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. So, She's Local is something that is relatively new for us, but it's built off of the platform that we created in the Metro West region. So, the Metro West Conference for Women came first. We're now in our third sold out year. Actually, we have about 45 tickets left in Metro West, and that's upwards of 650 people coming together to talk about.
And it's worth, let's make sure, even though it's another audience, there may be folks who hear on the South
that's
Shore
great.
Who may want to attend, because that's going to be in September.
That's right. It is September 19th, so jump on the sheslocal.org website, and you can get tickets to the Metro West Conference for Women, and then the South Shore Conference for Women, that is October 11th, which is the first ever South Shore Conference for Women. So we are super excited about that. It's got two keynotes. We have Michelle Cully and we have Liz O'Donnell. And both of them are incredible rock stars that are so gifted in sharing their stories and really inspiring our audience. And then our conference is so unique because we have only women from that local community as panelists in the conference. So 10 breakouts. We've got over 30 South Shore women that are so committed to sharing their passion and their excitement about what really drives them every day and sharing that with other South Shore women. And it's only for $52, which is unheard of for a full day quality conference that gets you breakfast, lunch, and wine in the evening.
Like I was saying, to the friends we were talking about this, I was like, what's so great about these conferences, again, they're designed by women, they're for women, and they're, if you work, if you don't work, if you're thinking about starting a business, if you've never thought of starting a business, like, it's just inspirational to be around other women who are making things happen, and it just sparks something in you to think about something a different way or handle a situation in your family a different way, and I really appreciated my time with you, and I'm really, looking forward to the conference in South Shore. I think it's going to be a really great, I know it's going to be a great event, and I'm excited for the people who get to come.
I am too, and thank you for being one of our panelists.
Yes, that's
too
gonna be great.
So that's
talking
that's
about entrepreneurship.
You're on a panel.
Yes,
I'm running the I'm one of four other fantastic three other women.
It's three other women and a moderator.
Yep. And we're talking about entrepreneurship, like the kind of like if you ever had an idea. Now what?
How do I grow that idea?
Yeah, how do I build?
And see, your role, as well the others who are on the panel, will be to help those who might have that little kernel
that's right. They
want to plant and grow it to be the next entrepreneur who wants to sit on a panel to share that, how they grew
that's right.
their business.
And if they want to do one thing, you know, for that just themselves, and they want it to be a one-person business, or they have the dream of building a 100-person company. Like, advice to how do you get off it? How do you get off the ground?
That is what is also so unique about the South Shore Conference for Women. The women that are attending are not from one particular industry. Right. Our data set is so incredibly unique. They come from every industry, but they are also out of industry. And they are stay-at-home moms. They're working out of the house. They're entrepreneurs. And they just want to move. That's really the thread that connects all of the women, other than their gender. The reason why they're there is because they want to move through whatever stage of life they find themselves in right now.
Yeah.
We have young women. So in the Metro West region, we have between 18-year-olds to 81-year-olds. It's such a broad swath of women.
Heck of a demographic.
It's incredible. And that's why we get so much incredible support as well. And that's the only reason why we can do $52 is because here in the South Shore, we have South Shore Health. We've got South Shore Bank. We've got EMD Serono. We've got Hebrew Senior Life. They all know the value of the work that we are doing and the accessibility to this platform.
How important is it that women support women who run businesses and organizations? How important is that? Because we know, listen, we all know that sometimes it's not easy to get everybody to go in the same direction. How do you get, take this, all these individuals, get them together and focus positive energy amongst each other?
It's critically important to support each other. And that is actually a unique sentiment. And it's happening more regularly, which is a great thing. But it's unique for women at the top to also make space for other women to align themselves and to bring others forward. To mentor each other, right, and to select each other as employees and as leaders and as community partners. It's so critical, and it's not necessarily easy for everyone because it doesn't always automatically happen. When there's less space at the top, you become, that competitive spirit comes out, and everybody wants to be a winner. That's fantastic. And we will encourage them to be winners in whatever work that they're doing. But at the same time, reach out and bring others along, because it lifts all of us in everything that we do.
Yeah, and I would also just say too to that one of the things that I've been that I've really been attracted to, just sort of in like women empowerment and wage transparency and the things we're doing with our legislation and that I've been working on personally, but I find that it's a really nice safe place to have conversations that you really can't have at work. Right. So, because it's sort of male dominated in many cases, especially for women in leadership. So it's really nice to be amongst other people who kind of feel your pain a little bit.
That's right. They're living the same relatable lives.
Yeah.
That's right.
And trying to do everything, none of it well. That's how we feel about ourselves, right? That we're trying to do everything and we don't do it well. Even though we're doing lots of things.
Oh, we're doing everything really great.
We're doing really well. And so in any event, it's just nice to be amongst other like-minded women who want to be there in support of other women. And it just creates sort of a collegiate environment, and a happy, uplifting.
And congratulations on your wage transparency bill, too.
Yeah.
That is so exciting because, as the presidential candidate was just talking about, it's lip service in one sense if you just say this is a policy that we want everybody to follow. And it is something so much more impactful when you say, all right, that's your policy, but now we're going to come back and we're going to ask you what's happening within a year, within 5 years, and we want to see that you are sharing that number so that all women can have the same opportunities that men have. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I want to deviate just for half a second in regards to the South Shore Conference for Women. And go back to the She's Local. Talk to me about digital media and how that helps deliver the message of the organization and the website.
Well, we started the Metro West Conference for Women with zero marketing dollars, which is so critical to the work that we do. We are connecting local women in the places that they are getting their information, like radio stations, like Facebook accounts, like Instagram. And that's what's grown this grassroots organization to be something that is now connecting thousands of local women across Massachusetts and now we just started the Merrimack Valley Conference for Women. So we're going to span two states with New Hampshire as well. So this is creating something that has a lot of buzz, and you know, $0 spent on marketing, all dollars spent on supporting women so that they can attend that conference is really unheard of for an organization to grow that quickly.
And it's, you know, we're sitting here marveling that we had, you know, a comedian, TV star, president, Democratic That's presidential right. candidate. Well, we have an award-winning TV star with us right now, Megan, whether you know it or not.
I do.
And she's turning all kinds of red here.
You're embarrassing.
Jen is known for an award-winning show, Women to Women, and Women to Women Today.
Yes.
Which was something that was created in, was it Access Framingham?
It was. And, yeah, we ran that show, and they did a beautiful job for 3 years.
Won a regional award, was it?
We have won 3 regional awards. Yes.
I want to let you.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, that started when I was working in a large nonprofit that is similar to a large corporation. And I really felt like I was missing that connection to women. So I would take time from my family one Sunday a month. Sometimes I would bring the kids. Sometimes my wonderful, amazing, supportive husband would take care of the kids while I was interviewing these phenomenal women, and they would give me such nuggets of hope and inspiration. And that's really where the idea came from. I was thinking, you know, how many people are really watching Access channels?
A lot of us.
There should be more, because there's some phenomenal programming on Access Cable. And it's so critical to local communities, because that's really how you're sharing what's happening in local communities. And I thought, this needs to be on a larger scale. And then we all need to get together and chat with these amazing women.
So that was like the beginning.
That was the idea. Everybody almost everybody that was on the show was a speaker at the conference.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
So right now it's just in hiatus. So will you revisit that? Will it be a grander She's Local type of programming
it's
that you may?
It's not in the cards, I can tell.
Something similar to that is in the cards, because that sense of learning and building the relationship, you know, walking into our conference, it's a one-time, day-long experience with an evening the night before, where we have a female comedian from that local region in the South Shore. It's Christine Hurley. Yeah, phenomenal speakers and comedians, and Jamie Washington is the MC for the event. She's so fantastic.
She's done some work for me since I met her.
Day before, correct? Is
that's
that the evening
before?
Yeah, a VIP session.
That's right, VIP session.
Yeah.
Again, an accessible price point for that too, at $35. And the feeling that you get when you are in that conference, and when you are at the end of that day, you think you can take on the world. You know,
the world.
I'm wrong. You know you can take on the world.
Yep, it's so
and
true.
You've got all your sisters around you that are ready to support you. And then what happens the next day? You call, you email, you connect, you pull out your Rolodex. And that's my age. But, right? You figure out how you can connect with these women, because they're in your local community. Yep. They're down the street from you. They're your neighbors. They're at the grocery store. They're, at your local coffee shop. You're going to connect with them, which is great. But then how can we continue to build that relationship in easy nuggets of information that you can consume in a way that continues that fire, that continues that...
Which you can go back to.
You can go
you
back
can return to it.
To
you can
it.
You return
yes,
to that
right.
feeling.
So there is something that's coming. And I'm hoping it will include me, but I'm at service to the women that are in local communities.
You're the facilitator.
It no longer needs to be me in the camera, and it needs to be the local women who making it happen. Mm. And that's who I'm in service to. So
yeah, we're speaking with Jen Maceda. She's the CEO and founder of She's Local. And while we have you for a few more minutes, I think it's worth noting the website, and also exhibitors. Do you have exhibitors that are involved, and are you looking for exhibitors to get involved with either the Metro West Conference or the South Shore Conference?
That's a great question, because we are sold out of our exhibitor
spaces.
How's that feel?
Bring on the process.
I need one of those applause buttons.
But I think, honestly, I have a...
For a small fee.
For a small fee, we can take him home tonight, actually.
I don't think my husband would like that.
I own the button.
Oh, you can take him home tonight. You get Kevin, Jen.
I'm thrilled.
We're going to play a game show.
Yes!
Who gets to take home Kevin?
No. Okay, the website, sheslocal.org, and then it's a slash to get to the South Shore. It's South-Shore. You'll find it on sheslocal.org, both conferences. And then launching in the spring is the third conference, the Merrimack Valley Conference for Women. The amount of information on that website is constantly being updated. So our panels, who is going to be speaking. We've got a great group of web designers, Wolfdog Media, who are helping us to make sure that all the information that we need is on there. It's been a bit of a struggle with technology, but we've got a new team in there that is really psyched and ready to help us out. And again, you can buy tickets, but exhibitor tables, we sold out so quickly with exhibitor tables.
And a lot of companies supporting women.
We don't tell the Boston Marriott Quincy, but we oversold our exhibitor tables.
That's right.
Yeah. So we've got 46 exhibitors that are so excited to present to the women in the South Shore. Now, get on the website and buy your ticket, because it's going to go quickly. $52.
Can you just talk a little bit about, I talked about the panel that I'm on, but can you just give a broader swath
some of the other panels?
topics that are being bitten off?
Yep. So we have five topic tracks for every conference that She's Local does. Yep. So South Shore has personal prosperity, professional success, health and well-being, entrepreneurship and leadership, which is your panel. We've got two panels of each. Yep. And then we've got family. So,
Is there something that we aren't touching on that affects women on the South Shore?
What is unique about our conference too, there's so many unique pieces to this, and the equation is really exciting. We go into local communities and ask what it is that South Shore women want to hear about. Yeah. We had 6 months of open meetings where we would bring together between 40 and 60 women, and they would share their needs, their topics of interest, their struggles. It was really personal and beautiful. And then we asked South Shore for speakers, and South Shore had over 100 speaker applications come through from women on the South Shore.
How do you vet those? Yeah. How do you pare those down?
Well, we've got an amazing operation guru in Alex Carlton,
she's
phenomenal.
She's my partner in crime, a silent killer, that one.
She'll love that. I think she will. She's a phenomenal human being, absolutely. And she's been running our speaker committee for the last 3 years at Metro West, and now she is part of our national brand, which I'm really excited about. So she then, along with every local community, Raquel Mullaney, who's 1620 Winery and Wine Bar, she chaired the speaker committee along with Alex's support. She and that local community decide who the speaker's on, and it's all guided and based on the information that South Shore women have wanted to hear through those open meetings.
So that's amazing.
It's a customized conference.
Can I just say something about Alex Carlton?
You've got three minutes, so you're going to be super quick.
I'm going to be super fast, but she and her husband walk their kids to school every day, and I just want to just highlight how incredibly sweet that is.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really is, and I think it just speaks volumes every single day.
She's an amazing human being.
Yeah. Before I have you give out information, you're going to say hi to my cousin Nikki, who's listening down in Florida.
Nicole, we miss you in Metro West. I hope Florida is doing right by you, because they are lucky to have you.
It was interesting. Folks don't know, but I saw when I was looking on your website, oh my God, this is my cousin. She's right
like
there.
Like a picture
in the
on the website, right?
From a,
and she's
a past
stunning.
Conference.
She's stunning.
Undeniably.
She's like, she's a model rock star.
And on top of, and she called you a rock star. She sent me a text. Aww. Like, oh, she's a rock star. A lot of love going on
here. Hashtag rock star.
All day long. important information.
Yes.
You want to get that out as far as the South Shore Conference, or if you want to give out information for the Metro West one. Well,
both of them can be found on www.sheslocal.org, and then select the conference of your choice, whether it's Metro West or South Shore. You can also follow us on Instagram if you go to She's Local, and then She's Local _ South Shore, and She's Local _ Metro West, and She's Local _ Merrimack Valley. You get the theme here. So anything related to South Shore is going to She's Local is going to be about the conference within your local community. And we're looking for other communities. We were just talking with somebody in Abilene, Texas.
Goodness.
Also New Jersey, potentially Rhode Island. There are local women who are really clamoring and excited about creating a platform that is totally customized to their local community and supported in a way that brings inspiration to women who potentially might not be able to access it.
How does it feel to be an innovator?
I don't consider myself an innovator. I just followed a passion that is working and is sort of taking on a life of its own, and I'm following it in service and in gratitude. I'm living a dream.
Jen, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I hope that you'll come back if you have...
It'd be an honor.
If you're going to do more groups on the South Shore here and speak with folks, maybe we have you back in to kind of promote the groups and have the conversation. Megan, nice job this evening.
It was lovely to be here. Thank you for asking me, Kevin.
Did you enjoy?
I did.
Now, did you
My
tell,
kids listened. Hi, Maddie. Hi, Bailey.
Did you tell your mother-in-law that you're going to be on?
I told her at her birthday party on Saturday night.
Did you know what she said?
You know what she said? She said, oh, Kevin.
Oh, she's Marilyn. A fan.
I love Marilyn. Marilyn is fantastic. And she is awesome in her own right.
She is awesome.
She should come to the conference.
I think she won an Emmy.
She won an Emmy. She won an Emmy.
She would be a great speaker.
Yeah, she's great.
I would love to meet her.
Yeah, she's turned 79.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'll bring her to the conference.
She's young. Please do.
I'll bring her to the conference.
Okay.
She's coming to the conference. You're going to meet her. And my mother. You'll meet my mother, too.
I can't wait.
That's all the Monday Night Talk that we have. That's it.
Sad.
We have exhausted the show, but fear not. You still get more Kevin Tocci. I'm going to be joining the next show in a couple of moments as I'm going to sit in with Andy and Alex as I'm going to try to fill the giant skates of Kevin Stevens on Cross Check Radio. Joey Voices is one of those as well. Make sure you tune in. And Joe Carroll, two great guests that are going to be joining us. So. Till next week at 6:15 p.m., have yourself a great evening.